Ma cosa bella? Ma cosa bella? È unga la castoma? Vi piango? La castoma vi piango?
Zica titica! Usa vinverera
What if I told you that Village Banking has been given a digital facelift? FNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money. Make large deposits and withdrawals, plus get convenient and easy access to your savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs or your branch. Also, with FNB's Group Savings Account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's Group Savings Account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 360 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat. The push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
Welders in Mutanda area of Kalumbila district have been prolonged hours of load shedding. Water supply in Kabanana compound improves following connection to surface water network. And in African news, a protest has spread across Tanzania after elections marred by unrest. Good afternoon. It is a Friday, the 31st of October, 2025. And to present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. As residents from different parts of the country continue to complain about the prolonged hours of load shedding, Kalumbila district in northwestern province has not been spared. Some welders in the Mutanda area have described the ongoing power cuts as a punishment to business operators, saying the situation is negatively impacting their livelihoods. Speaking to a Kombon Radio News crew that have visited the area, Maximus Akatanga said a load shedding is not being implemented in good faith as some areas have electricity while Mutanda remains in the dark. Mr. Katanga questioned the rationale behind constructing a market and a shopping complex using Constituency Development Fund CDF when the area still lacks a reliable power supply. He said that CDF should instead prioritize investing in power infrastructure, which would attract investors to build the facilities the community needs. Mr. Katanga added that the country needs to increase power generation capacity, suggesting that building solar plants would be a better long-term solution.
In normal situation, how would somebody go to work? So you may find that if you are in the shop, all your drinks and all your water is just warm. And the people, especially at this time when it is hot in October, people want something cool, but it's not there. So the shops are struggling. Now, go home. I don't remember when I last paid for DSTV. It's pointless because power would only come in the night. I can safely say that in the past 6 months, I've never knocked off and find power home. So, the load shedding is just something pathetic, but in this area I think it is some sort of a punishment, because what the load shedding here is not exactly the load shedding in other places.
Another welder echoed a similar sentiment, saying they only have access to power for about 4 hours a day, a situation that has driven away customers and reduced income. He has since appealed to the power utility company to develop a more favorable load shedding schedule to allow for the smoother running over their businesses.
But I'm right, 4 hours per day, you can 4 hours, but I'm not 4 hours only, that's from 22 to 06 in Chennai. When I'm not much, our business, Chinagabagana business. I think I'm in 23 up to 05, my right to go. For business, no customers. At least there will be shifts of time. Today, they are running 14 hours up to 18 hours. The other day, the other week, I think 6 up to 12 hours. That will be better. We are able to enjoy our electricity.
Mufurila's Mutundu Ward councillor Mudemba Sidikai has a call for urgent police action to stop children in the CBD from abusing a substance known as a sticker, warning over its harmful effects on youth behavior. Mr. Mudemba emphasized that this drug is making children vulnerable and causing them to exhibit unusual behavior, which poses a risk to them and the public. He believes that with a proper policing and community support, the abuse of sticker can be curbed before it escalates further.
So in our last two councils, there was a resolution that was passed before in the council now to not come up with a bylaw to make sure that we enforce this same law and this same bylaw. So it's very important that the district, in the quest to develop our district, we need business. Because they say we keep the empower, and then if we don't take care of these kids and we let them just get exposed to abusive drugs, they won't have a future to talk about. So it's very important that the district moves in with all our law enforcement agencies to get to the bottom of it. We need to know who the suppliers are, where these kids are accessing these drugs.
A resident of Mambilima area in Mukushi district, Aled Mambwe, has raised concerns over the lack of a proper footbridge, which he says is affecting the community's ability to transport their farm produce. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, Mr. Mambwe explained that the absence of a reliable bridge has made it difficult for farmers to deliver their maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA. Mr. Mambwe also appealed to government to consider constructing a proper bridge to ease transportation challenges and enhance development in the area.
Like Mambilima Kosa area, mwa kwa kushisha isi ya kule laiki tuare tuwala matewa kudepo hapa, so tuline penchura kwa wati ya tukwete hapa mwoto kapa kwa wukiranga yao kwa soo yumfula hapa nisi mwoto kata kutu kwa wukiranga ya maifia utuwale wale panga wanti kufia cash for work karewa fio kupanga ya kufia utuwa fimu chifimu mwa kwa kutu ya chavuka fio wanti nomba ama miotoka ena takuli o tulelo mbako uwa fuisho kuwa chikumino kwe bati nga takuwa bati tuwa kwa tako breed ili takuwa mshiri alia muso Mambilima timbu ili kuya kwa tikina ni shikunta tuwa wako wina.
Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company has recorded a significant improvement in water supply to Kabanana Township following the successful linkage of the area to the surface water network system. The interconnection completed recently as part of the company's ongoing water network optimization works has increased water inflows to Kabanana and brought a much needed relief to households that previously faced long hours and days without water. Speaking on the development, company managing director engineer Jili Chiyombwe says the interconnection has enabled the company to stabilize supply in Kabanana to acceptable levels, We are also working closely with the Kabanana Constituency Development Fund CDF Committee to enhance our network, our performance. He